arrest imminent? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump saying on social media that he expects he will be arrested Tuesday over a hush money payments case. Fox's Nate Foy has the latest.
But former President Trump is already reacting to his expected arrest, posting this on Truth Social, quote, with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back.
The New York City District Attorney's Office declining to comment. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting that the possible arrest was an abuse of power and political vengeance. President Biden responding to the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin over alleged war crimes in Ukraine. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports at the White House.
The president, as he was leaving for Delaware, did offer a response. President Biden called the move justified despite the U.S. not recognizing the court. The international warrant was issued after Chinese President Xi Jinping announced plans to visit Moscow. It could signal China wanting to play a strengthened diplomatic role in Russia's war in Ukraine. U.S. officials, though, have called Beijing's proposals one-sided, and no call has been scheduled between President Biden and President Xi.
The Kremlin calling the arrest warrant unacceptable. Fears continuing to mount following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank over a week ago.
Smaller banks are concerned about the FDIC's plan to make the depositors of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank whole through a special assessment that is applied to all banks, both large and small.
That's Fox's Lydia Hu in Morristown, New Jersey. The FDIC has not given an estimate of how much is needed to reimburse the SVB investors. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Calls continuing for the impeachment of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the crisis at the southern border. Fox's Griff Jenkins in Mission, Texas, with more.
Chief of the Border Patrol, Raul Ortiz, tweeted this out. Citizens of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela illegally crossing our border will be expelled to Mexico. Once expelled, eligibility for CBP-1 will be lost. This CBP-1 app is Secretary Mayorkas' effort to try and get those numbers down, and it's getting a lot of criticism, so much so that a Democrat congressman, Juan Vargas, out of California, said this about whether Mayorkas should be impeached. He says Secretary Mayorkas might come up for an impeachment vote because of what Republicans have heard. I may vote for it, may vote for impeachment.
Secretary Mayorkas saying last year that the border was under operational control by the Department of Homeland Security. Evacuations are in place after a sinkhole opens up in a California neighborhood. Fox 5 San Diego's Alani Latang in Oceanside, California, with the details.
Behind a row of homes, a sinkhole formed on a hill, forcing evacuations. The ground slid, pushing through a retainer wall at the bottom, so strong it knocked some homes off their support stands. Because the situation is both in Oceanside and Vista, both cities are stepping up, including both agencies of Public Works Department, water districts, and also SDG&E here is assisting.
The Red Cross helping those impacted by the sinkhole as well. Actor Lance Reddick, best known for his role as Lieutenant Cedric Daniels on HBO's The Wire, as well as the John Wick franchises, has died at the age of 60. Number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson upsetting number 1 seed Purdue at 63-58 in March Madness Friday night. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.